Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
You may be thinking tax season's behind you. You've gotten your returns filed. We should now understand how to look forward and actually plan our taxes. You know, what we do every year in these last couple of months leading up to April 15th, we prepare our taxes. It's tax preparation. That's what CPAs mostly do. You know, we're taking data and numbers that have already occurred, and we're reporting them. Now, there are a few things we can do up until tax day, things like adding money to an IRA, if you're self-employed, to a self-employed pension plan or a solo 401k, you know, things like that where you can set aside money and get some deductions. But really, most of what we've done in 2023, it's done. We can't go back and change anything. Tax planning, by contrast, is much, much more powerful. Tax planning is looking forward and being intentional as much as we can about the taxes we pay now, how we pay those taxes, and the taxes we pay in the future. And tax planning, in my view, is becoming more and more critical in today's world. We are having a tax increase under current law at the end of next year because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will expire. We go back to the rules from 2017. That means our tax brackets go down, or excuse me, the tax brackets increase, we pay more tax, and the deduction goes down. The standard deduction be cut almost in half. But what does our future look like with taxes 7, 8, 10, 12 years from now? You know, if you look at our history, really the history of any industrialized or growing society, but if you go back to the early 1900s, whenever we've had turmoil, usually driven by something like depression, the Great Recession, war, things like that, typically the government steps in. There's tremendous stimulus, tremendous incentives to try to get the economy going. And then once that is over, things have to kind of be brought back in line with all that government spending. Well, we've had two major issues in the last 20 years. We've had the Great Recession of 2007, 8, and 09, and then we had the pandemic of 2020. And we've had major economic stimulus from Washington and from the Federal Reserve, but we haven't had really anything noticeable in terms of tax increases. So what's the likelihood that 8, 10, 12 years from now, our taxes are higher than they're even going at the end of next year? So being intentional about the taxes you pay now and in the future and having a plan for how and when you're going to pay taxes is much more important than what we do every year with tax preparation.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.